This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Suizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy. It is a promise. Suizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back both on and off the job site. Apply today at Suizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Suizo Construction. Again, that's S-C-H-W-I-S-O-W.com. Also, this good program is sponsored by our good friends at Hamilton Telecommunications. They bring you the latest in quality technology and communication services since 1901. Learn more about the residential and business services at HamiltonTel.com. That's Hamilton, TEL.com. We got AFC-NFC championship games. Now, I predicted the Rams and the Bills to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. Two wild card teams who basically, no bye, had to win every game on the road. It's such a wide open field this year in the NFL. I just went with, I think the NFC is not great, and Josh Allen. Now, obviously, the Josh Allen and Bills thing didn't work out, but the Rams are still alive. So, AFC-NFC championship game, what do the teams look like? Who you taking?
Yeah, again, so Patriots at Broncos. Of course, no Bo Nix here. Broncos, of course, at the home team, though.
I would have, in this matchup, I would have taken the Broncos with Bo Nix. I'm gonna go Patriots. You?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I think a lot of people feel that. Rams at Seahawks. Again, Seahawks, the home team here. The season series was split. The Rams won at home by two. Seahawks won at home by one.
I'm sticking with the Rams, the team I had going to the Super Bowl. Sam Darnold. How much faith do you have in Sam Darnold, Jake?
Not as much as Stafford. And that is why a lot of, I think I'm going to lean with the Rams, too.
All right. I like it. I got no issue with it. Okay. Let's roll and let's... I don't even value Stephen A. Smith's knowledge when it comes to college football. Basically, he's bashing Notre Dame not being in a conference, and they're getting to have their cake and eat it, too, and I'm here for it. So go ahead and roll the clip.
The reason why I'm ticked off is because what the hell is this about Notre Dame? Why do we got a separate category for Notre Dame? What makes them so damn special? I'm really sick of this Notre Dame fawning. I mean, what? Who the hell are they? Okay, they're fighting Irish. Whatever. I love Marcus Freeman. Love him. Love him. Okay? Great coach, all right? And I respect Notre Dame. And I want to state for the record that I think that they should have been in the postseason. I get it. They were clearly one of the top 12 teams in the nation. But when people are complaining about, well, Alabama went in there ahead of them. Well, Alabama went to Athens and beat Georgia on the road weeks earlier.
This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.
Alabama also played in an SEC championship game because they're in a conference, a game that Notre Dame didn't play in. And I want to reiterate what he said. I really like Marcus Freeman. I actually like Notre Dame. I love the way they play. I just don't like that they get special treatment. Proceed.
SEC championship game by Georgia a few weeks later, but they were pretty banged up at that particular moment in time, and they had beaten Georgia on the road. They played a conference championship game. What was Notre Dame doing? They were at home sitting on their couch. Why? Because they're not a member of a conference. They had an opportunity to be a member of a conference due to AD sitting there whining and moaning about how, you know, Miami, you know, the ACC commission didn't speak up for Notre Dame, but spoke up for Miami. Well, you've got about 25 sports. 23 of them are in the ACC, but you pull football out because you want to keep the bag for yourself. So you want the bag, plus you want them to sit up there and bloviate about you, even though you want to associate your football program with the conference because you want to keep the bag all for yourself. And then when you don't make the playoffs, you want to blame everybody else instead of looking for the mirror into the mirror. This is sickening. This is sickening. It should be 16 to 20 to 20 teams in the playoffs. I'm not sick over that. I just prefer 16 to 20 over the 12. But this separate category, oh, Notre Dame is definitely going to be in if they finish in the top 12. Bump Notre Dame. Get your ass in a conference and compete like everybody else. You sit up there, SEC got a contract, ACC got a contract, Big Ten got a contract as a conference.
All right. So when it comes to Notre Dame, I actually root for Notre Dame. I do, in general. I like Marcus Freeman. I love the way Notre Dame plays. They are absolutely relevant. But it's about time they were treated like everybody else. He references the ACC. It's not 23 out of 25 sports. It's 24 out of 25. The only one that's not in the ACC from a Notre Dame University perspective is the football team. You remember 2020? Notre Dame wasn't going to be able to play because only teams were only playing conference games that year. Big Ten, only Big Ten teams. ACC.
Yeah,
remember the ACC let Notre Dame play? Why didn't Notre Dame stay in the ACC? They said, oh, we'll take advantage of you helping us now and sayonara as soon as we don't need you. That's what bothers me. Compete on an equal playing field just like everyone else. That's all I'm saying. You got any thoughts before we get out of here?
There's got to be somebody to force them. There's got to be incentive for it.
Any nominations, Jake?
Well, I'm just saying, look at them now. Again, they're already getting special treatment with the way we're filling in this next playoff. So why? That's not going to force them to make the move.
So the special treatment is they don't have to win a conference. All they have to do is be ranked in the top 12, which no other team in the country has, and they're automatically in the playoff. Ladies and gentlemen, have a glorious weekend. Enjoy the cold weather. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw the bone.
This episode sponsored by Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers 100% American meat straight to your door. Every cut is sourced from local U.S. farms and ranches, and the entire packaging and fulfillment process takes place right here in America before it's delivered to your doorstep. No imports, ever. Just high-quality, 100% American beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood. I'm a subscriber, and my plan is incredibly easy to manage. Traveling? Need to skip a delivery? You can pause, move, or adjust your order anytime in just a few clicks. Right now, when you start your plan, you'll get free meat in every box for life, plus $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code RANCH25 to start your Good Ranchers plan today.